The first station, the Last Supper. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. You who have suffered death for us, O Lord, have mercy on us. Before the Passover festival began, Jesus was keenly aware that his hour had come to depart from this world and to return to the Father. From beginning to end, Jesus' days were marked by his love for his people. Jesus, knowing that he had come from God and was going away to God, stood up from dinner and removed his outer garments. He then wrapped himself in a towel, poured water in a basin, and began to wash the feet of the disciples, drying them with his towel. And he said, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and truly that is who I am. So if your Lord and teacher washes your feet, then you should wash one another's feet. I am your example. Keep doing what I do. If you know these things, and if you put them into practice, you will find happiness. I have loved you as the Father has loved me. Abide in my love. Follow my example in obeying the Father's commandments and receiving his love. If you obey my commandments, you will stay in my love. I want you to know the delight I experience to find ultimate satisfaction, which is why I am telling you all of this. My commandment to you is this: love others as I have loved you. There is no greater way to love than to give your life for your friends. You celebrate our friendship if you obey this command. I don't call you servants any longer. Servants don't know what the Master is doing. But I have told you everything the Father has said to me. I call you friends. You did not choose me. I chose you, and I orchestrated all of this so that you would be sent out and bear great and perpetual fruit. As you do this, anything you ask the Father in my name will be done. This is my command to you: love one another. It has been my deep desire to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. Know this: I will not eat another Passover meal until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this to remember me." And similarly, after the meal had been eaten, he took the cup, saying, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant made in my blood." Jesus was becoming visibly distressed and said, "I tell you the truth, even now, the hand of my betrayer is with me on this table. One of you eating with me tonight will betray me." After the meal, they sang a hymn of praise and thanksgiving, and then went out of the city to the Mount of Olives.
Christe.